This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Mark Hawthorne.
And our next guest has written what I consider an interesting book, but then again, I studied economics, which...
It is an interesting book. That's why he's on here.
Thank you. Thank you. Our next guest, Paul Tilley, has written a book called Changing Fortunes, A History of the Australian Treasury. For those who don't know, Treasury would be one of the original departments from Federation in 1901.
Yeah, because you can't do anything without money.
You can't do anything without money.
They're not just bookkeepers, are they?
I think that's, well, that's another argument. That's another argument. And quite obviously, Treasury, as a department, its role within our economy, its responsibilities, has developed and evolved enormously, not only since 1901, but I would say in particularly after the Second World War. Paul, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today. It's Mark Hawthorne here with Macca. What was the impetus for writing this book for you?
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having us on. So I was in the public service for 30 years, and most of that time, and majority of that time in Treasury. I guess as it came towards the end of my time in the public service, I was sort of thinking a little bit more about history and probably a bit concerned about where the public service has gone in the last sort of, the last decade. And sort of combining those two things, thinking about, recording some history and contributing to the debate on the role of public service in Australia, I sort of gradually came to the idea of doing this book, which took me 2.5 years, but finally got there.
So when you say you had some concerns about where the public service has gone, are you talking about the role Treasury has on shaping and defining policy?
Yeah, I guess so. You alluded in the intro to sort of a path that Treasury's taken. It was a sort of a bookkeeping department for the first 30 years of Federation. And then it became an economic policy advising agency in the wake of the Great Depression, when Treasury and no other agency was in the position to give the government authority of economic advice. And so it developed through the middle of last century and became a major economic policy advising agency to the government through to the turn of this start of this century. And I guess the this century has been more difficult for a number of reasons, but the last decade, the political scene in Australia has been fraught, as we've had, hung parliaments, sort of one-seat majorities. We just haven't had a government with a strong mandate. And in that environment, the public service has been manoeuvred partly away from its previous policy advising role and more into an information providing and an implementation role, both incredibly important roles, by the way, but the policy advising part is less significant than it used to be.
We've had some heads of Treasury that... Nugget Coombs was a head of Treasury, is that right?
He was. Yeah. No, he was not head of Treasury. He was in Treasury for a few years, but he was governor of the Reserve Bank, the Commonwealth Bank, for a long time. But he was very, through the sort of, 40s, 50s, 60s, and even 70s, he was a very influential economic advisor to governments.
We've had John Stone, Ken Henry.
Indeed.
Not shrinking violets.
No.
I think Martin Parkinson,
mm-hmm.
Many others, very, very well-regarded, even though sometimes not everyone agreed with them, but well-regarded for their expertise and their insight. So Treasury has become, is it fair to say it is the most powerful department of government? Because you know, as Neville Wran once said, just follow the money. But the, you know, well, the Treasury has, you know, has a reputation and it has a personality, which is, you know, whoever is secretary to the of the Treasury, you know, has enormous power, don't they, Paul? They have enormous power.
And no, indeed, and whether they're, I think if you look through Treasury's kind of history, for most of Treasury's history, from when it developed as a an economic policy agency in the kind of 40s and 50s of last century, I think you would say, I would say, it's probably been the most powerful of the policy advising agencies. But that's probably changed in the last few decades even. And now Treasury has still been a very powerful, influential agency, but as we've sort of had more sort of centralist governments, more and more focus on the Prime Minister, I think, you know, other agencies have become also very significant players, in particular Prime Minister and Cabinet. But in terms of the economic policy space, certainly Treasury is the most has been the most significant advisor to governments. Although just in the last decade, that's probably changed to other agencies like the Reserve Bank, external think tanks, other external groups have also become significant players. And to the extent Treasury did have a dominance of that space, that's less so now.
So you look at the remarkable economic story that Australia is and has been for the past quarter of a century. Can you talk us about some of those important decisions, important times where Treasury's helped shape the Australia that we've become?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess you know, the title of the book, Changing Fortunes, is sort of alluding to the waxing and waning influence of Treasury. And if you look at the last time Treasury was very strong, very influential, it was probably in the 1980s and 1990s when we had those big economic reforms under the Hawke-Keating governments and the Howard Costello government. Big reforms in the tax system, in competition policy, in budget, in workplace relations. And those reforms really set Australia up for an extended period of economic growth. I think we're up to 28 years of consecutive growth. We, you know, anyone under the age of 30 hasn't really experienced a recession or a significant economic downturn. And so they were, you know, the key times. Now, I think, you know, we're getting coming into a stage, and we have been in a stage now where we're really in a sort of a low growth, low inflation, low wage environment, and we probably are in need of another economic reform agenda, but that's not doesn't appear to be currently on the horizon.
Paul, if you just mentioned there, perhaps it is time for some more economic reform. What would you advocate for? In economic reform, you know, if you're in Treasury, if you were advising the Treasurer and the Finance Minister, what would you be advocating?
So I think there's a whole range of areas. I think if you look at any aspect of the economy, you know, the product markets, the labour markets, the tax system, there's, you know, various range of, you know, of expenditures in education, health, transport, infrastructure. There's a huge range of things, and you can't really sort of, you know, there's not one silver bullet. But there's some very good work that's done by the Productivity Commission, by the Reserve Bank, by Treasury itself, that does sort of point to some of these reform areas. But it's not like the sort of days where, you know, we're pulling a rabbit out of the hat and there's one magic bullet. You really need to be pushing on a reform front across a whole range of those sectors. But there is the work out there that points to the areas of reform that would be the places to go.
What's the response been from Treasury to the book? They all, you know, they're looking for a bulk discount so they can all get a copy.
you know, buying in bulk would be good. But the we had a really good launch the other night, last Tuesday night, Peter Costello. Launched the book. A lot of my ex-Treasury colleagues were there, and hopefully they've spent this weekend reading the book, and we'll see what they make of it. The Treasury, it's been, the book is a non-commissioned book. It's so it's my own book, and But Treasury was very supportive of me when I was writing the book, provided a lot of support, and hopefully, you know, it can now make a contribution to the debate on the role of the public service. There's, of course, the big review, the David Thodey review, underway, and hopefully we're going to see the final report from that review shortly. And I'm just trying to pitch into that space to make a contribution about the role of the public service in Australia.
Paul, you were just talking about that period in the 80s and 90s, which you identified as one of the time periods when there was great reform and change. Under Hawke and Keating, you know, there were some incredible changes, floating of the dollar, banking deregulation, four pillars policy, superannuation. Under Costello and Howard, didn't we just have a mining boom?
No, I think that's too simple an analysis. The first, I mean, I guess it's probably particularly the first two terms of the Howard-Costello government. There were major reforms, actually, to the tax system, competition policy, across the budget, workplace relations. There was as we got more into this century, especially from about, I don't know, 2003, 2004, when the resources boom really kicked in, then we did have big budget surpluses, big increases in revenue. And, you know, paradoxically, it makes it harder, you know, in those good times, it makes it harder to make the case for economic reform. And that's the case. But, you know, in that latter part, but in those first two terms, there were major economic reforms, actually.
Look, I reckon it's great you've written this book and it's non-commissioned. That's always good. Good luck with it. History of Australia has many, many facets. We recently had a book about Australia's in the Second World War, Milne Bay, the first land battle where the Japanese were defeated. Australian history is not covered enough, so I commend you for this, Paul. I think it's a really interesting subject, and I'm actually going to buy the book. So there you go.
Well, thank you very much.
There's another one sold.
Oh, okay. We'll get all your colleagues there and look at bulk discounts. And,
we'll get
you a deal.
Oh, I can tell you what, parting Mark Hawthorne from his money, you know, if I was a horse, I'd have a greater chance.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.